Welcome to the Pit Cop Podcast and this very special deep dive.
Today we're unpacking sources that were actually sent to us by a listener. They were looking for a clearer understanding of how to really enrich a relationship, you know, beyond just the physical side of things.
Right. And the source material we're diving into comes straight from Pitcott, and it's all focused on the art of elevating intimacy beyond the physical. It gives us this beautiful framework for turning, well, an ordinary connection into something much, much deeper.
Mm-hmm. The core mission for us today is to pull out the practical steps and also the mindset shifts that are required to transform sex into making love.
Which is a transformation the source frames as moving from physical pleasure to real emotional intimacy.
Exactly.
And before we dive in, just a quick note. This fantastic information comes directly from the best-selling ebooks you can find on the Pitcott store. If you want more knowledge just like this, you should visit www.pitcott.com/hostsellbooks to download your guides now.
They're really a great resource.
Okay, so let's unpack this core concept first. What is the fundamental difference, according to Pitcott, between sex and making love?
The key differentiator is emotion. It's all about the intention. Sex is described as something that can be, you know, purely physical.
Right.
And sometimes it can even feel, as the source puts it, more like a workout than a connection.
Yeah, and this is where the analogies are so helpful. The source compares pure sex to fast food.
Oh, that's a great one.
It is, isn't it? It fills you up, it satisfies an immediate hunger, but it doesn't truly nourish you. The feeling doesn't last.
Exactly. It's fleeting. Whereas making love, that's framed as a place where souls are meeting. It blends the physical pleasure with that deep emotional intimacy.
So that's the home-cooked meal made with love.
That's the one.
Yeah.
It's something that genuinely nourishes both people, and that's really the goal we're exploring today.
So how do you actually do that? How do you get there?
Well, the source calls emotional intimacy the secret sauce. And it's so crucial because, look, for many women, and for plenty of men too, feeling cherished and valued is just as important as the physical act itself, maybe even more so.
So the foundation has to be built on things like safety and love and respect. It's about creating an atmosphere long before a single touch even happens.
Yes, absolutely. The building blocks are really specific. Things like creating a cozy setting.
Yeah.
You know, soft lighting, warm blanket.
Sensory details.
Sensory details, exactly. Soft music, maybe some candles. But then there's this crucial step.
The eye contact.
Yes. Looking into each other's eyes before the physical connection even starts. That's a huge one. It's about signaling, I'm here with you, fully.
And that changes the definition of foreplay, doesn't it? That's not just a physical warm-up anymore.
Not at all. It includes what the source calls slow touches, curious kisses, but also, and this is key, whispered words.
So communication becomes a part of it.
A critical part.
Yeah.
Asking what feels good, sharing what you love. It turns it from a guessing game into a collaboration.
And above all, just being present.
Mm-hmm. Ditching the distractions.
Yeah.
Your phone should not be in the room. You have to be fully in that moment to truly connect.
Okay, so that's the setup. But how do we then transition from, you know, plain old sex to something that lingers in your memory?
The source is really clear on this. There is one main rule that governs everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down.
Just slow down.
That's it. It is not a race. The pace communicates the intent.
I love the way they put it. It's like savoring a glass of good wine instead of chugging a soda.
Yes. The whole intention shifts from consumption to appreciation.
So let's talk about specific techniques for that.
Okay. So beyond the basics like dim lights and music, the first one is about the scene. And crucially, phones on silent, or better yet, in another room.
Right. Then there's taking your time. I love this description. It says to trace their skin like you're sketching art.
It's a beautiful way to think about it, isn't it? It reframes the entire act. And that naturally leads to focus. You're focusing entirely on your partner, watching how they respond, listening to their breathing, and adjusting as you go.
And then there's verbal intimacy, the affirmations, using language like, I love you, or just whispering how much they mean to you during the act itself.
Mm-hmm. It reinforces that emotional core.
Mm.
And then we come back to what the source calls the real glue of the experience.
Eye contact again.
Eye contact again. Maintaining it is intense.
Yeah.
It's vulnerable, but it's what really seals that connection.
It's clear there's a lot of practical wisdom here. If you're finding yourself enjoying these insights, remember to visit www.pitcott.com to explore all the resources Pitcott offers to help you deepen your understanding of these vital topics.
There's so much more to explore there.
So now let's pivot to something I think is maybe the most important insight in the entire framework.
Okay.
And that's how you enhance intimacy outside the bedroom.
Yes. This is the secret. It really is. The best intimacy doesn't start between the sheets. It starts in your everyday life.
Right. If the rest of your day-to-day life is distant or disconnected, you can't just flip a switch and expect deep intimacy at night.
You really can't. Those small, seemingly mundane moments, cooking together, laughing over coffee, holding hands during a walk, that's where you're actually building the foundation for the passion that happens later.
The source says little moments add up to passion.
And that's it, in a nutshell. It's about recognizing that these things are all connected.
So, what are some of those everyday actions that build that connection?
Okay, so first up is quality time, and that means really spending time together, doing things you both actually enjoy, no distractions,
Phones away.
phones away, and then appreciation, just saying thank you more
Yeah.
often. The source notes that showing appreciation goes a long way. It makes your partner feel seen.
And then maintenance. I like this one. It's about sending those loving texts when you're apart.
Yeah, they're like tiny sparks that keep the fire alive. Just a little reminder that you're thinking of them.
And then there are two deeper ones. Honesty.
Which is a big one. Being emotionally honest, sharing how you feel, even if it's messy. You have to be willing to be vulnerable outside the bedroom, too.
And finally, support. Cheering each other on in life, supporting their goals, not just, being supportive in bed.
When your partner knows you're their biggest fan in the world, that creates a level of safety that makes everything else possible.
So if we connect this all to the bigger picture,
The source states it very clearly. Making love is ultimately about hearts, not just bodies. It's a complete shift in perspective.
so by incorporating these steps, creating those safe spaces, slowing down, and weaving intimacy into everyday life, you can transform sex into something the source actually calls sacred.
It becomes an intentional practice. It's a choice you make over and over to connect on a deeper level.
Which leaves us with a really powerful question from the Pitcot material, a provocative thought for everyone
Yeah.
listening. Are you ready to try making love, not just having sex?
It's a profound question to reflect on.
It really is. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe to our channel and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. And also, press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can find this too.
And of course, you can find all the resources we mentioned today and so many more by visiting www.pitcot.com.
Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcot podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.